This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, once again, welcome to Lifestyle, a daily video series on bringing back, inshallah, the izzah of Islam, the might of Islam, the beauty of Islam as revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and throughout the teaching and the practices of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early generations. One reminder, inshallah, before we begin, as I announced yesterday, alhamdulillah, the book which is based on this very series, Lifestyle, Reconnecting the Ummah Back to Islam, has been launched yesterday, the pre-order, meaning inshallah ta'ala, it will be available very, very soon. And inshallah, the revenue of your purchase will be used to produce more video series of that type, more books of this nature. So I hope and I pray that inshallah ta'ala you will make your purchase. If you did not see the link, it was posted yesterday on the same pages, alhamdulillah, Wael Ibrahim Facebook page, Connect Institute Karachi, Connect Institute Global, as well as Live Deen in Pakistan. So get back to the previous episode, yesterday's episode, in case you did not or you miss out on the link, inshallah. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we are talking about controlling the tongue as a way of life, as our lifestyle or part of our lifestyle as Muslims. And the hadith in discussion is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمْ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. Indeed, there is a slave who might utter a word. A slave may utter a word. مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا. This word was uttered thoughtlessly, meaning you did not really think of its gravity. مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَزِلُّ بِهَا إِلَى النَّارِ. And as a result, that person will take this word that he had uttered and fall with it into hellfire, وَلَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ أَبْعَدُ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. And he will fall into hellfire deeper than the distance, وَلَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, between the east and the west. One word, thoughtlessly, how many times we have uttered many, many words without giving these words much thoughts before we actually slip them out of our mouths. SubhanAllah al-Azim. This is one of the greatest diseases of our tongue, to speak thoughtlessly without giving much attention to what we say. And as such, we hurt so many people. Divorces happen because of what we say. Fights and quarreling between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between neighbors and each other, between friends and colleagues and so on, happen because of what we sometimes utter thoughtlessly without giving it much attention. In fact, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ made it very clear that actually what we say, what we utter, is a sign of our faith or the lack thereof. So depending on what you are saying using your tongue, that what comes out of your mouth would determine whether you are a true believer or otherwise. May Allah protect us all. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Let him say what is good or otherwise remain silent. The Prophet ﷺ again makes it very, very clear that what you say determines your faith, your iman, or the lack thereof. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Imam Shafi'i, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, he said, whoever desires to speak, then it is up to him to think before he speaks. It's up to you. It becomes your choice, your decision to choose these words. And if there's any benefit in what he's about to speak, what he is about to say, then let him speak it. Let him talk about it. No worries, don't fear. But whatever that you are about to say was doubtful. So if you doubted what you are about to say, what you are about to utter, then he must not speak until he clears up his doubt. Allahu Akbar, look at this. So you need to think before saying things that may hurt others. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu arda, came to the Prophet one day and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something, tell me one thing that if I did, I will get closer to Jannah and I will stay away from hellfire. So the Prophet said, you have asked about great matter of great importance, but it is easy upon those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made easy. If you want to get closer to Jannah and stay away from hellfire, do the following. Now, I want you to focus with me for a bit. Mu'adh ibn Jabal asked for one thing. The Prophet ﷺ listed many, many things. And because the hadith is a bit lengthy, I will just, inshallah, give you the brief of it. So the Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal about the five pillars. So maintaining the five pillars of Islam, establishing them very, very firmly. He also spoke about the six pillars of Iman, to maintain faith, firm belief in the six pillars of Iman. And we don't want to go into the details of the pillars of faith and the pillars of Islam. You know them or you go and search them, inshallah ta'ala, for refresher. Yeah? But then the Prophet ﷺ went deeper than that. He said, he talked to him about fasting voluntarily, Monday and Thursday. He said that this is fasting, is protection. A day for the sake of Allah in fasting, distant yourself away from hellfire by sab'una kharifa, by 70 years. Allahu Akbar. He also spoke about the night prayer, the optional night prayers, which in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the best form of prayers after the obligatory is qiyamul layl, the night prayer, tarawih, which we call it tarawih during Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ also said in the same hadith, dharwat salam, the Islam is the backbone, is the pillar of our affair, meaning the most important thing that you should be very, very careful about is your salah. Is your salah. And then he said, Dharwat sanam al-Islam al-jihad. So jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest peak of this deen. He listed a lot of items, my brothers and sisters, without going into details. But then at the end he said, what? Shall I tell you about one thing? You remember he asked about one thing in the beginning. Now the Prophet ﷺ, after listing all of these great actions, prayers, fasting, the pillars of Islam, the pillars of Iman, jihad, and so on, he said, shall I tell you now about one thing that if you did, if you master, if you control, you can control all the above, everything else that we listed. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal told him, certainly, O Messenger of Allah, tell me that one thing. He said, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. The Prophet ﷺ held his tongue with his own hand and he told him, control this. Allahu Akbar. To a point that Mu'adh ibn Jabal became a little bit worried, or he wondered a bit and he thought, and he asked the Prophet ﷺ again, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, will we be accountable for what we say? And will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold us accountable, judge us for our words? So the Prophet ﷺ became a bit angry and he said, Sakalatka ummuka ya Mu'adh, may your mother lose you, O Mu'adh. People will be thrown on their faces in hellfire on the account of what we say. Controlling our tongue, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is a lifestyle that we must master. There is no option, subhanAllah al-Azim. There is no option. Even in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Luqman, the wise man, he told his son, and be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. Do not speak so loudly. We mentioned this ayah yesterday. Indeed, the most of all disagreeable, hated of all sounds is the voice of the donkeys, referring to unnecessary loud voice. To that extent, we are very disciplined people. Muslims should be very disciplined in their manners. And loud voice, using your tongue in a loud, nasty voice sometimes, wala'adhu billah, shouting, abusing or accusing people and so on, using your tongue. Be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that go. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said, there is a guarantee. Allah's messenger guaranteed Jannah for those people who control their tongue. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever can guarantee me what is between his legs or her legs and what's between his jaws, I guarantee him Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Meaning that if you use your tongue in an appropriate manner, you speak that which is good. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Always speak to people that which is good, that which is beautiful. And whosoever guarantee me his chastity or her chastity, meaning never ever use your private part in an unlawful manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? I guarantee such a person Jannah. And that's a guarantee from As-Sadiq al-Amin. This is a guarantee from the most truthful, the most honest and trustworthy, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What else do you want? The Prophet ﷺ said, do not talk too much without remembering Allah. Meaning when you engage in too much unnecessary conversation that does not include the remembrance of Allah, subhanallah al-azim, what did the Prophet ﷺ say about that? He said, indeed, excessive talk without remembering Allah hardens the heart. And indeed, the furthest people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are hard-hearted, those who are harsh in their hearts. And what results in this? Talking too much unnecessarily without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember these things. This is part of who we are as Muslims. This is our lifestyle, to control our tongue as much as possible. The Prophet ﷺ said, when the son of Adam wakes up in the morning, all his body parts make a speech. Allahu Akbar. These are authentic narrations, my brothers and sisters. Those who wish to get the exact references, you can always drop a comment and inshallah I will read it as much as possible. Email me or send me a private message and I will give you all the details. And inshallah in the book that will be published very soon, you will see all these references being added inshallah ta'ala. But the Prophet ﷺ said what? Every morning when the son of Adam wakes up, all the body parts, all his body organs make a speech to him. Make a speech, addressing the tongue. Allahu Akbar. Look at the importance of this piece of flesh. They said that the tongue is has no bones, but it is strong enough to break a heart. The tongue has no bones, but it is strong enough to break a heart. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, what? The entire body limbs make a speech addressing the tongue. Saying what? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا. Fear Allah concerning us. Fear Allah concerning us. Why? Because in istaqamta, istaqamna. Wa idha awajajta, awajajna. Because when you are straight, we are straight. When you are crooked, we are crooked. We follow. Whatever the tongue does, the entire body, limbs and body organs follow. So if the tongue is straight and speaking that which is good, engaging the time of human beings, engaging our time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using our tongue to remember Allah instead of saying foul language, lying, gossiping, backbiting, all these ill diseases, walayadu billah, that had destroyed our community, then the body parts will follow in obedience toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Backbiting, gossiping, slandering, tale-mongering, rumors, lying, character assassination, useless conversations, Allahu Akbar, creating divisions rather than unity. All these things can happen with our tongue. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us. He said, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. That every individual does not utter a word, a qawl, singular qawl, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Except that there is an observer on his right and on his left, an observer and a watcher to record whatever we say, whatever we utter. So it's not a simple matter. It's not that easy to just say whatever you wish or whatever you desire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So why can't people really control the tongue? Like, what is the main problem? Number one, heedlessness. They are heedless to that fact, to these facts that we just mentioned. Free time that is not utilized in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free times that are focused mostly on entertainment and just passing the time. but passing the time. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, especially about backbiting, because this is one of the main issue that is prevalent in every society, Muslim community or otherwise. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, what is backbiting? Do you know what is backbiting? He was talking to the companions. So, and then he defined it to them. He said, to say in the absence of your brother or sister, what if they heard about, they will be hurt. That's the definition of backbiting. To say something about your brother or your sister in their absence, that if they heard at the time of narrating whatever you're saying about them, it will really hurt them. So they said to the Prophet ﷺ, but what if we said about them was true? We were not lying about them. He said, if what you said about them was true, it is backbiting. And if it was not, then it is slandering. It is double crime. It is double crime. So backbiting can be committed in a variety of ways because some people are very smart. It can happen verbally. It can happen also on social media, writing, texting, spreading rumors online. You know, it can even happen through winking. You know, you wink just in the absence of somebody else, or when they give you the back, then you wink to somebody else, mocking them, you know, using sign language. SubhanAllah, all this can be in the category of backbiting your brothers or sisters. Gossiping is another disease. Gossiping, it means to relate to one group of individual what the other group has said about them, and then spread it to a third party. So you hear something, and then you take that, and then you spread it to other people, subhanAllah, to create fitna. It is also related to backbiting, but it's not exactly the same. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ بَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ Oh, you who believe, avoid much suspicion, you know, or assumptions. Indeed, in some assumptions lies some sins, and do not spy or backbite each other. غَيْبَة. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his own brother, of his own dead brother? No, you would hate it. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts repentance. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned of a punishment for those who slander and backbite. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in every ayah and every hadith I mentioned, we should be shivering our skin inside out. Our entire body should react to those narrations. Why? Because we all fall short in what I'm just saying. We all fall short. We all backbite. We all gossips. We all talk about people because we love juicy news. We love juicy stories. And sometimes we can't even stop people from backbiting because we ourselves enjoy these conversations. May Allah protect us all and forgive our sins. Ameen, ya Rabbal Ameen. We mentioned in another narration, I'm not sure if it was in this series or some other videos, the people who will be tortured in the grave. Two categories of people. The Prophet ﷺ was passing by and he pointed at two graves and he said, يُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرًا They are being punished, and they are punished in something that is not considered as major sin. But because they didn't repent, it became a major sin. What are these two things? One was not able to clean himself up after urination. So he leaves traces of urine on his garments or on his flesh. And the other one, he used to gossip. كَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ He used to walk. His lifestyle was all about namima, gossiping. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Excuse me. Gossiping. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ The Prophet ﷺ in another narration said, "What لا يدخل الجنة نمام." Full stop. A person who gossips does not enter Jannah. That's why it is a lifestyle for the believers to control this piece of flesh. That's why the Prophet ﷺ held it with his hand. He said, "Control this. This is what I fear for you the most." The Prophet ﷺ said, "The tongue." May Allah protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala grant us the right understanding. Now, let us quickly, practically discuss about how to control our tongue, like how to practice controlling the tongue. How can we develop a habit of controlling the tongue? Number one, always remind yourselves of the consequences, the deadly consequences of such sins. of gossiping, of backbiting, of lying. The Prophet ﷺ, the most hateful of all ill manners in the sight of the Prophet ﷺ was lying. The one thing that he did not tolerate at all is lying. Remind yourself of those things. Educate yourselves about the consequences of not being able to control your tongue. Contemplate before speaking. Remind people in your midst, in your circles, that if you saw me backbiting persons, people, without realizing it, because it's a habit, remind me to stop. Encourage each other, family members, make it a policy within your circles that anyone will backbite, the other one must stop them before proceeding. Yes? Develop the habit of occupying your free time with beneficial activities. Engage in the remembrance of Allah. Reading. One of the things that we need to develop is reading, because social media have taken that habit from us, away from us, away from reading books, holding a physical book or an e-book at least, and read, watch Islamic reminders, Islamic beneficial lectures, write if you like to write. Yes? Maintaining good company. We will always, whenever we give an advice, we always tell you, maintain righteous companies, because the Prophet ﷺ said, a person will always be inclined to follow his or her friend. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, always remember to give sadaqah, which we spoke about earlier, whenever you harm your friends or your neighbors or anyone with your tongue. Always remember to give sadaqah on their behalf in case you were not able to make it all right with them physically and meet them physically. Remember, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there was a lady who used to harm a cat. And she used to lock her in her home, subhanAllah al-Azim. And she did not even send her outside to eat from the streets, from the rubbish bins. And so, she just locked her in. And as a result of such behavior, such a lady was in hellfire. This one story, I remember this story because of a relevant story of another lady who used to harm her neighbors with her tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was reminded of such a lady who used to pray a lot, who used to fast a lot, who used to give charity, he said, what? La khayra fiha hiya fi nar. There is no goodness in such a lady. She is in hellfire with all her salah, with all her zakah, with all her fasting, with all her ibadah. Because she harms her neighbor with her tongue, she was thrown and destined to hellfire. To that extent, that's why I said, what? Controlling our tongues is one of the most important part of our lifestyle as believers. May Allah grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us always to say that which is pleasing to Him, and prevent us always from saying that which is displeasing to Him. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, inshallah, with another episode of Lifestyle. Jazakumullah khairan. Before leaving, please share the video with others so that you may share the reward with all of us. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.